Scotland is among the cultural hearths that fed Utah with immigrants, especially in the late 1800s. Thanksgiving Point hosted a big festival over the weekend, and that's where Classical 89's Natalie Tripp was.
One in three people in the world tuned in for the first game of the World Cup this weekend. But for thousands of people around the Mountain West, the real sport to watch were the Highland Games at Thanksgiving Point, in part with the Utah Scottish Festival. Competitions like the Caber Toss and the Sheaf Toss attracted both the seasoned veteran and the curious newcomer to the festival. Ben Fogle is one of those newcomers, and although he didn't know it at first, perhaps his success in the competition comes from a little more than his physical strength.
Do you have any Scottish heritage?
I think I do. I didn't know I did until they found something here today.
Besides the Highland Games, the festival also included musical entertainment, step dancing, sword fighting classes, and of course, haggis and blood pudding. For Native Scotsman Robert Grant, who also serves as a commissioner of the Grant clan in Utah, this festival is a mixture of both American and Scottish cultures.
And I'm kind of a little bit ashamed. Americans, some are more, a little bit more passionate about being Scottish than I am, or not so much passionate, but they get excited about it. You know, I'm just really fortunate to be born there and grow up. Had really neat experience, and it's good to be around people that cherish where they come from, you know.
Reporting from Utah's own Land of the Lakes, I'm Natalie Tripp for Classical 89.